coming to you live on a gorgeous June afternoon, really, evening, from the fabulous Little Panda Theater in downtown Sandpoint, the entertainment capital of Bonner County and the world. It's another edition of the Little Live Radio Hour. This is an hour of live entertainment on your radio periodically. We're here on the third Tuesday of the month on these airwaves at this time through October, rain or shine. And if you're tuned in for this one, I hope you set your alarms and join us again. I'm your host, Jack Peterson, the best dressed radio personality in North Idaho. What a crowd. We're very pleased to be coming at you over the airwaves at 88.5 on the FM dial, but also through the miracle of technology, streaming live across the information superhighway on krfy.org or wherever you get your streaming radio. We are mixing things up a little bit here tonight. I'm going to skip my usual announcements and gossip for now, and we'll have a brief respite in the middle of the show for everyone to catch their breath. Longtime fans of the program are waiting for the return of the KRFY players who are still on their summer hiatus, but unfortunately there is no skit tonight. We're going music heavy on this one, all wheat, no chaff. How are we doing on time? 7:01. I was trying to get it done by before the minute turned. Tonight, it's my pleasure to introduce our musical guests. Panhandle Community Radio, the Festival at Sandpoint, and the Panhandle Theater are proud to present the duo of Pam Burns and Drew Brown. This is 10 String Smile.
Thank you, Jack. Yeah, I am Drew Brown. This is my friend Pam Burns. 10 String Smile, there's a little bit of math and a little bit of desire. So 10 strings, and we hope to make you smile. That's where the name came from. This is a little tune. This is a love song. All songs are love songs, really. This isn't the kind of love song where, mushy and happy, happy, joy, joy. This is a tragic love song where the protagonist is having a conversation with sorrow because his heart is just crushed. This is by Buddy and Julie Miller. It's called Hush Sorrow.
Hush, sorrow, you are to blame
Hush, sorrow, don't say my name. Please go your way without speaking. Hush, hush, sorrow, you are to blame for all of this pain in my heart. Oh, hush.
Thank you.
I'm really trying to avoid the temptation to talk real fast because we want to play a lot of songs. We're not here to talk. We're here to play. We want you to hear what we're about. But I also want to say some things. There was a blurb in the reader that said we're like a Celtic bluegrass band, and they never contacted us. They also said we have a website, which we don't. It's fake news. So we have a really broad repertoire. I'm gonna take my capo off. For my sister Myla. The falling leaves drift by my window. Autumn leaves, the red and gold. I see your lips, summer kisses. Sunburned hands that I used to hold. Since you've been away, the days grow long. Soon I'll hear winter's song, but I miss you most of all. My darling, when autumn leaves start to fall, my window. Autumn leaves are red and gold. I see your lips, summer kisses, sunburned hands that I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long. I hear winter song, but I miss you most of all, my darling. Thank you. There's so many people I want to Sandpoint, you know, it's a little town. Music's a big deal. Anybody ever heard the name Truck Mills in this room? If you're a musician in this town and you can't trace your musical heritage back to Truck Mills at some point, then go back to where you came from. That's what I say. So in 2008, I met Ken LaBarbera. And Truck had asked him to fill in for him at the Monday night jam session. So I went down there. And that night, I met Arthur Goldblum from Bright Moments. Shout out to Arthur. He gave me a lot of work years ago. Peter Lucht on piano. Anyway, none of that has anything to do with... It's ultimately, it's how we met there in 2019. I walked in, and I'm standing in the back of the room, and she's up there. It's her first night there, and I saw, she has really good tone, but that's not blues. Whatever it is she's playing. I went back a year later, and she was playing blues, and it was awesome. I want to shout out to Dave and Tony Powell, the Powell brothers, who have Tone Devil guitars. They built this guitar right here. This is serial number 5, Tone Devil Dreadnought. I'm going to send this out to my friend Stan Hall, Bonnie Bliss from Heartbreak Pass, cool string band. I know they know this song. It goes like this. Thank you. you. That was called Red-Haired Boy. Unless you're in Ireland, then it was called The Little Beggar Man. It's a story, is based on a legend of a Scottish outlaw. Also, one of my favorite songwriters is a guy named Guy Clark. Guy is the guy. One of those guys who's written so many songs that other people got famous on.
On a magnolia wind.
if I can't catch your scent on the magnolia wind.
You are listening to the Little Live Radio Hour. We're coming to you live here from the Panada Little Theater with Drew Brown and Pam Burns of Ten String Smile. Okay. All right, Drew.
Yes.
Okay. You said
Ask me a math question.
You.
My friend Sarah Stabler will answer it, or Josh Trippert might answer it.
You thought the description in the reader was maybe a little off. But how do you describe this sound of yours?
Mm.
What do you say?
It's a good question. Americana, but we do obviously some Celtic and bluegrass kind of stuff, but we're not limited to that.
Yeah.
We have a really broad palette. I like anything done well, any stylistically. So.
And you met at Blues Night.
We met at the Blues at the Eichardt's on a Monday night. Through Truck Mills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just found out that you had similar tastes, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we just started talking, and we show up there on Mondays, and she practices more than anybody I know.
Yeah.
And she's dedicated, and she learned how to play blues, she's learned how to play fiddle, she has a classical background, so.
Okay. I mean, now I want to know what a blues sounds like on that violin, but... Some other time, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'll have to come down on a Monday night.
We actually narrowed our set list down, and it doesn't really include any blues.
Oh, well, that's okay. What does it include? What's coming up next?
Well, I'll tell you what's coming up next. So back in the fall, my sister Myla, who's sitting right down there, gave me a phonograph and a collection of records that our dad had left for me. And me being the younger, stupid brother, back in like 1980 when CDs came out, I got rid of my turntable and all my LPs.
Oh, you fools!
Who needs these? Anyway, she bought me a record player and gave me this collection of records. And one of the records was a greatest hits record. And this song that we're about to play on it was on that greatest hits record. And I will see if you can guess the era from when this was a great hit. Thank you. Well, that was the top 10 back in 1715. Yeah, that was Paul Chabelle's Canon in D. That was an excerpt from it. We're trying to get a lot of music in, so we cut about 6 minutes of that song out. And we've shortened this one as well. Another, also on that same Greatest Hits album. Johnny Bach. Yeah. He wrote that one. It's 7:30. I think Jack wants to.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, here we are. It is 7:30 o'clock. I guess it's my turn, huh? It is June 17th, 2025. And at 7:30, the sun is still out. Okay, who in the live audience has been swimming in Lake Pendere or one of the other nearby natural bodies of water so far this year? Okay, a couple of announcements, if you don't mind. First, last month was this community radio station's annual fund drive. And on behalf of the staff and the board of directors, we want to thank all the volunteer DJs, musicians, guests, phone bank answerers, and especially all of you listeners who called in or came down to make a contribution to keep local, independent community radio on the air in North Idaho. Truck Mills was one of those musicians, as were the Tone Devil Brothers. Yes, that's right. And a number of others as well. Coming up next month, I think I can safely confirm at this time that we will be doing our popular Independence Day salute to the 50 states. And we want to involve our community of listeners in this as well. So if you're someone who listens to this radio station and you are from someplace else, like one of the other 50 states, we want to talk to you. We want to talk to you and maybe have you introduce your state on our airwaves. That wouldn't be live. That'd be something we arrange in advance. Anyway, give us a call at 208-265, leave a message. If it's after hours, we'll give you a call back if you leave your number and the state you're originally from. I can also say that there is some special afternoon programming planned for Thursday, July 3rd, but I can't say too much about it. It's a big secret. All I can say about right now is that you will want to be tuned in to KRFY on the afternoon of Thursday, July 3rd, and more details to come on that over the airwaves as we get closer to the day. Let's see. This show is produced by Panhandle Community Radio and the Festival at Sandpoint, and our venue is furnished by the beautiful, historic Panada Theater over at the Big Panada. Coming up on June 25th, Steve Pultz with special guest Lori Shook, Wednesday, June 25th, one night only. That one is going to be quite a show, and Laurie Shook performing solo in town for like maybe the only time. So you want to see that. To Wong Fu, thanks for everything. Julie Newmar is on June 27th. And then Independence Day is on July 5th. Oh, they missed it by a day. Okay. Anyway, the movie Independence Day is on July 5th. Transamerica on July 10th. And as far as the festival goes, it's almost time. They just announced a community night on Wednesday, July 30th. With local musicians, some of whom have been here on this radio program in the past. JoJo Dodge, Brittany's House, Harold's IGA, The Real McCoy, all on one night. Okay, well, I guess that's it. That's all I have. It's time now for a little more music from 10 String Smile here on the Little Live Radio Hour on kind of a toasty June 17th evening, coming to you live from the Panda Little Theater. Here they are, Pam Burns and Drew Brown, 10 String Smile.
Thank you, Jack. Yep. So just another quick shout out. I heard Jack Peterson say, there's my cousin Beth. Surely he's talking about Beth Peterson, who is a legend in this town. I'm not blowing smoke, Beth. You're probably the best singer that I know, personally. I've had the pleasure of playing with Beth a few times with Bruce Bishop. Are you here, Bruce? Yep. So that's all I'll say for now. If you read the little blurb in the reader, it said we are a Celtic kind of thing. So here
we are.
Celtic thing for you. This is called Drowsy Maggie. Yeah. Drowsy Maggie, that was called. So, how many guitar players does it take to change a light bulb? 10. 1 to change it and 9 to stand around and go, I can do that. My point being is that the best guitar player I've ever worked with is Bruce Bishop. And and he's also one of the best human beings I've ever met in my life. And he's been such a mentor to me. He invited me to start playing with him back in, I think it's 2012 or something. And we did that Trinity gig every weekend for years. And we made some of the most amazing music. But Bruce is the only guitar player I know that he can play anything that anybody can play. But if you want him to do it, he won't. It's like, hey, Bruce, play something really cool. And he'll go. I love him for that. And it's frustrating. I tell my friends, you got to hear this guy I've been playing with. He's the anti-ego. Anyway, this is a song that Bruce wrote. Thank you for letting us do it. He wrote it to memorialize a friend who had passed far too soon. This is called Song for Paul.
Thank you.
this whole thing first started coming, I guess Jack asked Pam if we did any originals, and we do a lot of covers. But so here's a, this is a work in progress. So Pam's brother was visiting a while back, and I was showing her this, and I just got some ideas here, and we're working on it. And then I go, oh, I've got this other part that goes with it, the first part. But I'd been showing her the second part, and so her brother goes, oh, second part first. So this is called second part first. We haven't learned the first part yet. I mean, I know it, but I haven't shown it to her yet. This before I had ever heard Possibles, by the way. Thank you. I have a, it would be too clever to come up with like second part first, third part second, first part last, but that, it might happen, I don't know. So Guy Clark toured with a guitar player named Verlin Thompson. Yeah. Verlin is, he's amazing. So a long time ago, back in the late 70s, Verlin, he sold a song, and he bought a little plot of land right outside of Nashville, had a barn on it, dirt floor, no glass in the windows. And Verlin's goal was to sell and make enough money as a songwriter that he could put a concrete floor in and put some glass panes in the windows of this barn. He's done better than that. He's turned it into quite the dwelling, and he lives in it now, and it's got a recording studio, and he calls it Barnegie Hall. And on Amazon Prime, there's a documentary series called Barnegie Hall, where Verlin invites songwriters to come over, and they sit around, they play each other's songs, and they talk about writing songs and all that stuff. And I was so enamored of this thing that it just came to me. You know the joke, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, 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 right? And I thought, well, how do you get to Barnegie Hall? I bet it takes a whole lot more than practice. This came out of that.
Radio Hour. The band is 10 String Smile, and my question for the band is, if people are liking what they hear, where can they hear you next?
You'd have to have an invitation to the wedding that we're playing in August.
Anything else?
No, we have nothing else. We're at Pearls out of Beyond Hope.
Pearls on the Lake, yeah.
Pearls on the Lake on July 20th, Sunday, July 20th from 1 to 4.
All right. Nice. That'd be a nice place to play on a July afternoon,
beautiful,
I think.
Out there, man.
What do you think here? You got one more or two more left? When do you want me to do my wrap up?
Well, tell you what. Let's do a
This is live radio, folks.
So,
this is how it happens. This is the magic.
This melody, we're doing a little medley right here. The first song is an ancient Celtic hymn. Some sources trace the lyrics back to the 6th century. There are manuscript evidence of the 14th century. The music itself can be traced to the 11th century. And we've paired it with a song that sounds like they belong together, that was actually written 40 years ago. So,
You want me to,
which you'll probably recognize. You'll recognize both of them.
You want me to close her down right now, and then you guys can play that last tune?
Do that.
Here we go. This has been the Little Live Radio Hour. This is a production of Panhandle Community Radio in the festival at Sandpoint, and we'll be back next month on July 15th. Okay, this show was not produced and engineered by Professor Dr. Paul Gunter, who left early tonight to celebrate his wife's birthday. So happy birthday to Amy Gunter, and Paul, you're excused. And a huge thanks and credit to Mr. Chris Hughes in the back there for masterfully engineering the show tonight. Thank you, Chris. Stay tuned to KRFY. Let's see, Russ is back from vacation. Russ Tomlin is going to be live in the studio as soon as we're done here. Made you a mixtape. His theme this week is time. Coming up on KRFY. Don't touch that dial. Thanks to the Panada Little Theater. And now thanks one more time to Drew Brown and Pam Burns. 10 String Smile.
Thank you, Jack.
This is KRFY 88.5 Ponderay.